In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus begins, now since an age was to pass before making known the kingdom of the supreme fiat, to allow some time in order to first make known the kingdom of redemption, and then the other one of the kingdom of the divine fiat, I decreed not to write at that time, but to write together with you, Louisa, through you, Louisa, when this kingdom should be nearer, also to give a new surprise to creatures of the excess of love of this divine will of mine, what the divine will has done, what the divine will has suffered, and what the divine will wants to do for love of mankind. So here Jesus says it was 4,000 years from Adam to redemption, the kingdom of redemption. And then there's another 2,000 years of learning what this kingdom of redemption means, to understand what he says, this great kingdom of sanctification, this third fiat, writing with Louisa to give a new surprise to all of mankind of what this excess of love of the divine will of God is all about. And this is what Jesus taught Louisa. He taught her what the divine will has done, what the divine will has suffered, and what the divine will now wants to do for love of mankind. We are seeing things when we read this book of heaven. We're entering into this abundant life. We're entering into a new beginning for mankind. It's to begin again where Adam left off. It's not new because it's what God gave to Adam. It's what Adam lost. So God, Jesus and Mary, the Son of God, the Mother of God, had to come to earth to bring this kingdom of redemption. And this is what the Catholic Church is all about, helping us get ready for what? The kingdom of sanctification, the kingdom of the third fiat, the kingdom of the divine will. So Jesus says that to Louisa, what he has to do is he has to get everyone ready. Everyone gets ready as you read, as you study about where the church is now. And what Jesus says is he has to purify the church and the world because the divine will is so beautiful. It's so powerful. It's so magnificent that the purification is needed. So what you see with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, what you see with what's happening in the church and in nations throughout the world is God is getting everything ready to be purified. And so this purification is going on. So Jesus says, this is what is happening right now. So our job is to understand what the Lord is doing. We are here. God has planned for us to be here. God wants us to be here at this time. He has predestined us to live at this time, because he needs us to cooperate with him so that the kingdom can be established. So Jesus says, many times, my daughter Louisa, novelties bring new life. Novelties bring new goods. And creatures are very much drawn to novelties and let themselves be as though carried by the novelty. He says, more so since these novelties of the new manifestations about my divine will have made a divine strength and a divine sweet enhancement that will rain down like celestial dew upon the souls who have been burnt by the human will, that these souls will now become bearers of divine happiness, bearers of divine light, bearers of infinite goods of God. So these, what Jesus is doing is he's giving us a new beginning. All of us are entering into this new beginning. What's it for? It's to begin to live an abundant life. And Jesus says, as we read this novelty, if you want to say, that we don't know anything about, it's a new manifestation about the divine will, he says. And this is what he's asking of us to do. He's asking us to trust him. So what God has done over the past few years through St. John Paul II is given us this great gift of the divine mercy, where we say, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I hope in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. With this new beginning, if you want to say, of trusting Jesus, it's to prepare us to begin to live this life of the divine will. So this, the divine mercy is, Jesus says to St. Faustina, is the final devotion that I give to my church before I return. Which is great. Jesus is returning. The kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is where we are. So he says very, very clearly, these novelties, this book of heaven, of the new manifestations about divine will, have a divine strength, a divine sweet enchantment that will rain down and pour upon us like water, this celestial dew upon the souls who have been burnt by the human will. What is this burning? When we go to confession, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live this life of misery, of being burnt. I want to enter into this abundant life of peace, joy, and happiness. And that's why he says it's a sweet enchantment. He says they will be these souls who read the divine will be bearers of divine happiness, bearers of divine light, bearers of infinite goods of God. This is glorious. It's a wonderful thing. So he says, this is very, very important. There are no threats in these divine manifestations found in the book of heaven, nor is there any fright with these manifestations in the book of heaven. A lot of people are doom and gloom. And our job is to understand the kingdom is coming. The kingdom is coming. And when we read the book of heaven, we are filled with a divine delight, peace, joy, and happiness, infinite goods of God. He says, so there's no fright. There is nothing. There is, if there is anything about fear, If we become afraid reading the divine will, it's because it's for those souls who want to remain in the miserable maze of the human will. Lost. Have you ever been in a maze? You know, it's turning and turning. There's, how do you get out of this? Those souls will be miserable for eternity if they continue to live in their human misery. So Jesus wants to free us of this, and that's what the book of heaven is. The book of heaven teaches us how to be free of all worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. That this is what our God is calling us to. So he says, but then in all the rest, one can see nothing but the echo. This is, Jesus is the word, this echo, this reverberation of this word of God, the language of heaven, the celestial fatherland. See, Jesus is teaching us a new language. And at first, it might be difficult to understand. But as we become fluent with this language, we begin to hear God in a completely new and powerful way. He helps us to fall more in love with our triune God and to fall more in love with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. This is what's coming. We look at the reflection of the Trinity on earth, which Jesus says to Louisa, and that's in volume 17, May 4th, 1925. This reflection of the Trinity on earth is Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. This is what God is doing. When I pray to my Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. I want to enter into this abundant life that the Father has given to the world. And that's through Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. So here is, he says, I want then that everybody be all in the rest. He says that no one can see nothing but the echo, the divine language of the celestial father land, the balm, the soothing from on high that sanctifies souls, that divinizes souls, that makes the down payment for this divine happiness that reigns only in the saints in heaven, only in the blessed of the fatherland. So now the kingdom of God on earth, as it is in heaven, is happening. This burning, if you want to say, of the human will, that's what we've gone through most of our lives, is now Jesus has this balm, this soothing, this ointment from on high that sanctifies and divinizes us. That's what's coming. When you read St. Peter, the epistle of St. Peter, he says very clearly, we are called to be divinized. Really, we're called to be sanctified and divinized, not to continue to live in our human misery. And that's why Jesus says, this is why I, God, delight so much in writing what regards the divine fiat. So here, Jesus is telling Louisa, I delight in that you are writing, Louisa, what regards to the divine fiat. Louisa delights in writing what regards to the divine fiat. We delight in reading what regards to the divine fiat, because Louisa says, I write about things that belong to my fatherland. We read what belongs to our fatherland, and that's where we belong. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Too perfidious and ungrateful will be those souls who will not recognize in the book of heaven these divine manifestations, these truths, these promises of Jesus that echoes the heavenly fatherland, the long chain of divine love of the supreme will, the communion of goods of our celestial heavenly father that he, the father, wants to give to all of mankind. And through wanting to put aside everything that has passed in the history of the world, Jesus, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Jesus wants to begin the new era, a new creation, as a new history of the creation we're just now beginning. We're beginning all over again. It's going to look as if Adam didn't sin. That's what Jesus says. Therefore, let me do, because whatever I do is of highest importance. Jesus is saying this to Louisa. Let me, the Lord God, do in you, in me, as we read, as we study, because whatever God is doing is of the highest importance for mankind. It's a new beginning it's happening. It's really a new beginning that our God wants us to begin to live fully, completely. So we'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that we become divinely healed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.